This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The White House spokesperson tells Fox News she's cautiously optimistic U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is moving toward a deal on coronavirus stimulus. Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, representing Donald Trump, are still trying to come to an agreement on a new relief package. She said Sunday would have to be reached within the next 48 hours or it won't get done before the national presidential election, November 3rd. An assessment by AP says the U.S. Congress is past the point at which it can deliver more coronavirus relief before the election. Mr. Trump's GOP allies are reconvening in the Senate this week to vote on a virus proposal, but it's a bill that failed once before and that the president himself dismisses as too puny. President Trump called coronavirus expert Anthony Fauci a disaster Monday and sought to reassure campaign workers he still has a path to victory on Election Day, 15 days away, despite slipping opinion poll numbers. Trump and Fauci, a member of his coronavirus task force, have been at odds over how best to handle a pandemic that has killed more than 219,000 people in the U.S. and weakened the Republican president's reelection bid. Fauci has openly complained about being cited in a Trump reelection campaign ad and said in an interview broadcast Sunday night by CBS that he was not surprised Trump himself contracted the virus. Britain's chief scientific advisor said Monday there is unlikely to be a vaccine against the coronavirus that is in widespread use in the UK before spring next year. The head of Poland's ruling Law and Justice Party has to go into quarantine after coming into contact with a person infected with the coronavirus, the state news agency said Monday. The news agency quoted a party spokesperson saying Poland's chief decision maker was feeling well and would work from home. This is VOA News. An Israeli hospital says senior Palestinian official Saeb Erekat is in critical condition and breathing with a ventilator after his coronavirus infection worsened overnight. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Hadassah Medical Center describes Erekat's case as extremely challenging given a history of health problems, including a lung transplant performed in the U.S. 3 years ago. The Palestinian official is suffering from a weak immune system and a bacterial infection in addition to COVID-19. Now sedated, doctors are consulting with international experts on how best to manage such a complicated case. Erekat was transferred to Hadassah on Sunday at the request of the Palestinian Authority, despite the Palestinians' decision this year to sever ties with Israel. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Monday, the Cabinet of the United Arab Emirates approved an agreement to establish full diplomatic relations with Israel that was signed in Washington last month, the UAE government's Twitter account said. In September, the UAE and fellow Gulf state Bahrain became the first Arab states in a quarter century to sign deals to establish formal ties with Israel, forming a new axis in the Middle East against Iran. Britain and the European Union agreed Monday to intensify trade talks and work on legal texts, a breakthrough of sorts, after Prime Minister Boris Johnson said he would walk away from negotiations that had been deadlocked for weeks. After a weekend of both sides trading blame for the lack of movement in talks and calling on the other to move first, chief negotiators agreed to a British demand to start working on legal texts to revive the talks. Just over 2 months remain before Britain ends a status quo transition arrangement with the EU. Germany has granted refugee status to a Hong Kong pro-democracy activist facing a rioting charge in connection with last year's anti-China protest, the protester told Reuters Monday. The 22-year-old university student showed Reuters a letter from the German Federal Office for Migration and Refugees dated October 14th that confirmed the granting of refugee status. Hong Kong authorities have arrested more than 10,000 people in relation to the pro-democracy protest movement, which prompted Beijing to impose a sweeping national security law in late June. The Kremlin said Monday Moscow hoped talks with the United States would continue despite Washington rejecting a Russian proposal to unconditionally extend the last treaty limiting the two countries' strategic nuclear weapons. A Kremlin spokesperson said the demise of the new START Accord would have, quote, harmful consequences, end quote. It was signed in 2010 and is due to expire in February. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.